What's up, you guys? Welcome to Eddie's Wall. We are coming at you live from the amazing Transworld Snowboarding Studio here in beautiful Carlsbad, California. We have a very special show and a very special guest for you today. And this is Mr. Well, I don't want to mess up the name, but Lucas Beaufort.
Okay, well, yeah. Most of the American guys, they used to call me Lucas Beaufort, but I have to tell you it's Lucas Beaufort, really French style.
Lucas Beaufort.
No, Lucas Beaufort.
Lucas Beaufort. Yes, like before, yeah. Like before, but before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it. Before.
Before.
Not before, not after, before. All right, well, hey, Beaufort. Luca, thank you so much for coming in. So, if you guys don't already know Luca or Lucas?
Call me Luca.
Luca.
Luca, yeah.
All right. Luca is a very talented artist, and what he does is really, really cool. You can see some of the pieces behind us, and I'm sure you're familiar with his artwork, but he draws these really cool characters, and you call them monsters?
Yeah, they're my homies, you know? They're like my friend. I used to talk to them, you know? People are like, are you really talking to them? Yeah, man. I'm like, they're real. It's not only guys that I draw on the paper. It's real guys around me.
Okay, perfect. And so he draws them mainly on covers and photographs that definitely have a lot to do with skating and snowboarding as well.
Yeah, dude, skateboarding is where I come from, you know? I always skate since I'm 13, and I'm 35 now. And it's always been something huge for me. Snowboard is the same thing, you know? It's like snowboard, skateboard, huge family, and yeah, I get inspiration from both.
Okay, and also, I forgot to say, we are live right now, so this is real time, it's happening, so if we mess up, we apologize. And also, the reason that being live is so cool is that you guys can just be in contact with us. So I have my computer right here, and at any point in time, if you want to ask Luca a question about his artwork, his skateboarding, his past, his anything, you guys can write in questions, and they're going to come up right now. Like Mr. Tyler Watson, he just says, do a backflip off the couch. I'm absolutely not going to do that because I would just smash through this table. And I'm not capable of that. But anyways, you guys can comment in. Please comment and ask your questions. What we are doing today on the show is we're going to learn a lot about Luca, but we're also going to do a live drawing that we're going to start in a little bit. And the more you comment, the more you question, the better chance you have at winning this original piece of drawing. It's this massive Arthur Longo cover. It's an amazing photo, and you're going to have some original artwork here. So, very good reason to start commenting and asking questions. But before we get started, let's just talk about where are you from and what are your beginnings in, you know, with skateboarding and with artwork and things like that.
So I'm French, as you can hear with my accent. I'm from Cannes, which is the east south of France. The name is Cannes, yeah, it's like the French Riviera. It's one of the most beautiful place in France, I would say.
And that's where they have the Cannes Film Festival.
Exactly.
Have you ever been to that, or like hung out and go to any of the parties?
I'm leaving the town when you have the film festival.
Oh, is it horrible?
It's cool, but you need to have millions. If you have like a couple of euros, you have to move, and because you have to, you know. But it's cool. It's cool. I love the festival. It's cool for people who are having like business there, restaurant, yep. Hotel. It's cool.
Yeah. And so how was it growing up there? I mean, on the rough streets of the French Riviera. Pretty amazing.
It's like we call the French California. It's like it's sunny every day. And I'm like, you know, just like having my skateboard. When I started when I was 13, I said that. And it's just like I didn't know what it was, you know. Just like used to use it like putting on my knee and, you know, like shredding the street. And then I realized that you could ollie and do stuff like that. Thanks of magazines. Magazine taught me how it is, you know, that you can jump over obstacles, over stairs. And I learned it by myself. And I was waiting for videos coming from the US most of the time. And it taught me a lot.
That's amazing. Just to get a couple comments in here. Chris Gomez, will you please draw my new tattoo? That's pretty amazing. Have you ever drawn tattoos for anyone?
I did, and I can do that for you, dude. Like send me like an email or something.
All right. And let's see. Lachlan Mason, do you do artwork for snowboards, or have you ever done artworks like maybe for somebody's pro model or for a company?
It's a good question. I've just done a board design for GNU.
Cool.
So next season you're gonna see it. It's gonna be not gonna be a pro model, but
one of their models.
Yeah, I'm stoked. So yeah, next season you're gonna see a GNU model from my work.
All right, perfect. Thank you, Lachlan. Let's see here. Okay, well, Max Kenalta is asking what type of method that you use to make your posters and your art. I mean, I know we're going to get more into that as you're doing it, but just for a brief overview, I mean, you know, what do you do? I heard that you were telling me earlier you don't really use digital. It's actually painting and drawing, which is a little bit more rare these days, I feel.
You know, I'm 35 years old, means that I grew up with print magazine. Print magazine is really important to me. And I realized one day that, actually the first recover I did was on Vice magazine. I used to have a lot of stack of magazine. I was just like, oh, this cover is funny. So it was like a big mouth. So I started to mess on it. And it was like, oh, it's cool. I should maybe send it to guys from Vice. And they replied to me like 5 minutes later, do you want a subscription? I'm like, go for it. And as I was really into, and I'm still into skateboarding, I did the same with like other different publications. And I was like, maybe I can have a subscription and I will keep doing it. And I think I've drawn on more than 700 different cover so far. So to me, it's a way to give a second chance to a rad photo, because yeah, most of the time it's like a 2 month. You have a new magazine, yep, and it's like it's sad to see it. Such an amazing photo,
yep,
and we have to see it again.
Yeah.
So it's just like, and it's a way for me to put myself on it, because I wish I could be there. It's a way for me to say, damn, I would love to be in Japan now at that moment, seeing this dude doing this trick, you know, with my homies and like supporting the guy. Like, go for it, you know.
Yeah.
So it's exactly why I started it. It's a way to give a second chance to a photo, and for me, a way to go inside.
And you started skateboarding when you were 13, but when did you really start getting into artwork and then applying artwork to, you know, the photos and magazine? What age was that?
It's crazy when I say that. I started when I was 26, and it came out of the blue. Like, I didn't know why I started. Just like it was in my body, you know. I used to have a lot of nightmares every night, still like 21, 22, 23, like crazy nightmares. Some people are trying to stab me or to kill me. And I don't know why I started to paint on something and it disappeared. Like, I don't have nightmares anymore. And I think I used to have like a lot of things inside me, and it's out now. And I think the monster that I used to have inside, they're out, and they're cool, actually.
Yeah. And so, I mean, I think a lot of people do artwork, and what took you from drawing your little characters and monsters to just doing it into magazines? Was it that first time you picked up that Vice and were like, oh, let's just try this, and then it just grew from there right away?
It's exactly that, you know. I didn't know what I was doing. Still, you know, I think that now I have like the twins monster, the crazy cat, the ghost. They're always around me. But when I started to do that, I was like, what am I doing, you know? And I think I need to improve myself all the time. So I'm like, when I paint something, I feel it's good. But the next day, I'm like, I'm not sure. So it shows me that I have to improve all the time. So I'm still learning how to paint it.
Yeah. I think one of my big questions, and maybe a question that a lot of viewers would have, I'm sure we have a lot of artists out there watching this, and you know, I'm wondering, how do you go from drawing cool little characters on, you know, a magazine cover to really getting yourself out there and breaking out? You know, I'm sure there's a lot of artists who do artwork and everything, but it's hard to make that transition from just sitting in your room drawing to going and, you know, getting interviewed and getting doing board graphics for GNU or skate companies or things like that. So how did that transition start? I mean, I guess kind of right away how you got like a little free subscription, which is cool, but how did it kind of...
It's a really good point, because I think that everybody has skills and talents, you know? It's just how you have to explore it. And if you do just one thing, at the end you will get bored and you will do the tour really fast, you know that. So I love to do many things, you know. I love to explore, and as you know, I'm not just painting. I do like others, like I'm a creator of art project. I do travel, I take photos, I edit videos, I do like video documentaries. Means that we have to be like wide open. Yeah. We have to learn stuff and we have to explore things.
Perfect. That's amazing. If you're just tuning in, this is Eddie's Wall. We're live, Transworld Snowboarding Facebook, and we are here with artist and just all around awesome dude, Luca Beaufort. Before.
That's cool.
Luca Beaufort.
Oh, that's perfect.
Boom. And we have some of his artwork. He is going to do a live painting here coming up anytime soon, and he's going to take us through the process. And the more you comment and the more questions you ask, we can answer them live right here, right now. And also, we are going to choose somebody from the comment boards that we are going to give this massive, amazing photo of Arthur Longo, Transworld Snowboarding cover, along with Luca's artwork on it. Original art piece. This is actually insane if you think about it. So comment, ask some questions, and you will be in the running to win this. Let's look at a couple questions right now. We have, Sebron Parker, and this is a great question. How do I get in contact with you to buy your artwork? I'm sure we can put that on the website tomorrow on the Facebook post, but for now, is there...
I'm working on my website, yep. So you're gonna get the chance to buy stuff from the website. It's not ready yet. But if you go on my Instagram, there's my email. So it's like you can DM me. It's like the easiest way ever, you know. And I will always reply, even if you Batman or a little kid, you know. I don't care. You're the same. You're cool.
All right. So, and your Instagram is just your name, @Luca, spell Lucas, underscore.
Before.
So, not after, before. And let's see here.
Do you know that it's a cheese? It's a French cheese.
What is?
Before. Yeah, it's really good. Tasty fromage from France.
Okay, so Max Canalte, what artist inspired you to drawing your little monsters? Did you have an artist that you ever looked up to, or was it just kind of something that came out?
Dude, there's a lot of artists. I used to mention Andy Remeter. I don't know if I pronounce it good, but he's amazing. I love Jacob Ofgren from Malmo. This dude is doing boards for... is doing the art direction of Polar, Sieben, Todd Bretrod. I can mention a lot, but yeah, so far those dudes, they're really important to me.
Okay, perfect. Let's see. Dane Ebert, why do you use the color palettes that you use or that you do? You know, you kind of use some, you know, a lot of more pastel type colors, a lot of turquoise. Lighter colors, is there any reason for that? Why you don't use a, you know, darker?
I try to use dark, but my monster said, we are happy in life, so give us some colors, motherfuckers. So I'm like, okay, I will.
All right, perfect. Well, before we get to this live drawing, first let's talk about some of your upcoming projects, why you're in the U.S., what is the LB project?
So the LB project is it was, first of all, the first edition was in Europe.
Yeah.
It was like a European art project through skateboarding. So the idea was to put together like artists that I love to support the foundation. And the foundation was Skatistan back like last year. And the new edition is now in the US. The final show is going to be at the agenda end of June, so it's 28 to 30 something, and it's the final from a big tour. The first art show was in Kansas City in September. We had art show in New York, FTC, San Francisco, Tampa, the border, and the final show at the agenda. And the same idea is to put like photographers and artists together to support a foundation, and this foundation is from New York. It's Harold Hunter Foundation.
Okay.
So that's my first project, and okay. I have this art show with Sibo Walker. I guess that skaters from here, they know this dude. So it's gonna be in Melrose at the official Flag Store, and it's going to be the 28th of June, so I think 6 to 10 or something, so check, you should come over.
Yeah, that's a good, okay, so that is June 28th, if anybody lives in or around LA or California or you want to fly here for it, with Sabo Walker, that's going to be an insane show. That's on Melrose from 6 to 9, original Flag Store, or official Flag
Store. Official, yeah.
Well, let's, I mean, we have some more to talk about, but let's get started with this, and maybe you can start just drawing a little character. We can see how far we'll get along, and then maybe walk us through the process a little bit.
Sure, you can start. So, first of all, when I start drawing on the photo, I'm like, do I like the photo? It's not about if I like the photo, it's where my characters can, you know, stand. You know,
fit in.
Yeah, fit in, so... Sometimes I'm like, I receive a lot of photo and it's amazing, but it's like there's no room for it. And people are like, oh, the photo is insane. I know. It's not the photo. It's like there's no room for them.
Right.
And sometimes the photo is just not, it's just like a normal photo, but I feel it's so bad and I feel this should have some guys. So I really like this one because there's room for it. I can see like monster right there and right there. So I'm going to start. I start placing the guys. So I'm going to go with the twin. Twins brother, because I have a twins brother actually.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's why I like, maybe it's like.
What's his name?
It's Florent.
Florent.
Florent. Flo. Florent. We used to call Florent. Him Flo.
Flo, okay.
Flo, like you have a good flow.
Yeah.
It's Flo, his name.
All right.
So shout out to my brother, Flo.
And does he still live in France?
Yeah, still. Nice. He's working in a perfume industry, so
nice.
Really different.
Nice.
Industry, but it's nice. So yeah. I think it's, this is the reason why I draw the twins, because of my brother.
Yeah.
It's like him and I.
So and I, so do you generally start with Sharpie?
Yeah, exactly. It's okay. How I start.
Just get the like the outlines going.
I put a little monster here, like with the hand. The mountain, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like there, and we can put like another cool bird here with a knife, because I love knives. It's not that it's dangerous, it's like in life you have to fight if you want to make something in your life, you know. It's like a fight every day, but it's like a cool knife.
Yeah,
you can kill somebody with this knife,
right?
But you can create stuff.
Okay,
you know what I mean?
I like that.
So I'm gonna put like, he's like, he's hype, you know. He's like, yeah, go for it, you know. So we're good for the first lines. Then I go with the acrylic all the time, best thing, because it dries very fast. I love orange. Orange is cool. Yeah. Put a little bit of orange.
If you're just tuning in, we are with artist Luca Beaufort. Lucas Beaufort.
Oh, that's good.
All right,
you get it.
And sorry, last name is tricky. And he's doing a live painting right now, and this painting will be given away. You guys can comment in right now. We are live. This is all happening in the glorious Transworld Snowboarding Studios here in Carlsbad, California. We have a couple questions here. Oh, this is a good one. Edward Michael, are you inspired by or do you listen to music when you're doing your artwork?
That's the best question ever, man. It's my biggest thing. Like, listening music is the best thing. It's like when you watch a movie and the movie is cool, but the music is crap. You wanna stop watching it. But sometimes the movie is crap, but the music is good, and you go to the end. And it's the same for me, you know. I love like Arcade Fire, of course, but I really love Beach House. I love this dude from Canada, Patrick Watson. I love like mellow things, you know, not that crazy things. Like, I like when it's sad, actually.
Yeah?
I'm not a sad person, but yeah. I love sad music.
I can feel that. I like really mellow music. Hondo Beard, Lucas, what is your favorite color?
Let me tell you this dude, because I know this dude.
Oh.
He's my homie.
Hondo Beard?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love you, dude. Hondo, I love you, dude. I saw you in New York City for my LB project. You were so nice to came. My favorite color is actually the green and orange. That's why I'm using those colors. And Ando, you're the man.
All right. Let's see here. Austin Smith.
I know him.
Do I need to go bigger, have better style, Or would you help? Would that help my odds of getting you to draw on one of my photos? Maybe a water monster.
Yeah, I did. I think I did. I drew on his photo.
Oh, awesome.
I drew already.
You already have an original piece of
and
artwork.
And it was a, I don't know if I can mention this magazine, but you know this magazine. I drew on your cover. I hope you now remember, bastard. Be careful.
Let's see. Matt Hamilton, what advice could you give for somebody who would like to work in the snowboarding industry? I'm guessing maybe doing artwork.
Dude, you know what? I'm coming from nowhere, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My name is nothing. You know, I just knocked the door and I took my balls and I'm like, go for it, you know? It's like, even if, don't be scared to go big. Just believe on yourself and let's have this big inspiration and express it to the world, man. Don't be afraid, go for it. Even people are like, yo, it's not that good. Go for it and believe on you. It's the best advice I can give to you.
This is amazing. This is inspirational. This is awesome. Let's see. Shout out. Sean Theodore says hello. What's up, Sean Theodore? Gotta always give a shout out to him. let's see. I'm writing my license project right now, so if you have some references, some books or magazines, that would be great. From Lydia Gibber.
Okay. You should check out this book, this magazine from South of Korea. It's The Quiet Leaf, and it's a skate publication. They focus on cities, you know, like they did a special issue about Paris, special issue about Tokyo. It's really nice. So it's The Quiet Leaf. You should check it out.
The Quiet Leaf. All right. And so back to your painting, I see you're just kind of like mixing all the paints together. I'm not much of I can draw a bit, but painting is very difficult for me. So do you always just kind of like mix them up?
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going now. It's like,
yeah,
you know, it's what I love with paint, you know. It's not supposed to be like sure, 100% sure. What I know is I love to, you know, to mix color. Like, let's put a little bit of yellow here, a yellow there, you know. Don't be afraid to mix it, you know. It's like, no, it has to be yellow and orange. No, mix it.
Yeah.
Because you never know where you're going, you know. And at the end, you will see it's pretty cool.
That's amazing. Dave Snarf Reed, do you do commissions on work? For example, could I send you a picture and have you draw a monster and have you monster it the fuck up?
Dude, everything is possible, you know. It's just like, no matter who you are, if you're the biggest photographer or just someone who just started, send me the photo and let's see, you know. It's just like, send me the photo. You have my email on my Instagram page. Send me it and we'll see. If I feel something, I will do it for you, for sure.
All right. And again, yeah, if you're just watching, his Instagram is just his name, Luca Buffor. Luca Buffor. And just go to his, you can DM him, you leave him a comment, and his email is on his Instagram. So that's the best way to get a hold of him if you want to buy some artwork. Some of these pieces behind us are insane. Again, you have an art show coming up if you live in and around LA. That's also going to be on the 28th of June with Sable Walker, a very talented skateboarder. Let's see here. Harrison Gordon. Oh, okay, Harrison Gordon. Harry says, have any pros sent you photos of themselves for you to draw on? If so, would you look down upon them? I'm asking for my friend, Austin Smith.
Can you repeat the question?
He was just asking if any pros have personally sent you photos yet.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
I can't tell the name because I don't want him to have any trouble, because some people are looking for him.
Oh.
He's like he's somewhere.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Two pros, like they're like, I can't tell where they are and who they are, but.
Yeah. Cool.
They ask me for it.
Awesome.
Yeah. Sometimes.
And you're a little bit more. Would you say more in the skate world, more on skate photos?
Yeah.
But you also do snowboarding photos.
Dude, snowboarding is awesome, you know. Like, you know that. You know better than me, you know. You know what I prefer in snowboarding is to get my snowboard with my friend, walking to the top of the mountain,
yeah,
it took you like, it's gonna take you a day,
yeah,
to do that, and
yeah,
then you're gonna snowboard for 20 minutes,
yeah,
in the crazy power, and at the end you're the master of the world. You drink with your little glass of wine, your bottle of beer,
yeah,
and you feel the best, you know, and then you just snowboard for 20 minutes for like a painful thing, you know.
Yeah,
it's what I love, you know.
Yeah,
I want the best, and snowboard is cool. Skate is just easy. I just want to go skate. I grab my board and I go skate, you know. But snowboard is cool. I just want to have like good conditions and,
yeah,
and my friends.
Yeah.
Friends are the best, you know.
Perfect. Let's see. Luke DeFeiss, where can I get your hat?
You love my hat? If you email me and you send me a check like 1,000 euros, I can ship it to you.
1,000 euros, you get his hat.
I will draw on it.
Oh,
I will add something.
That's actually not a bad deal. Let's see. Edward Michael, if you died and went to heaven, what would be the first artist that you would want to meet? That's a pretty tough question.
Oh, no. I would say, Herring. Keith Haring.
Okay, Keith Haring.
Yeah, Keith Haring is the best. I mean, if you know his heart, it's just like it gave me that this need to paint. I didn't mention this guy, but
yeah,
this dude.
Okay,
for sure.
Another thing too. I mean, I don't mean to distract you from drawing, but from painting. But you're also working on a documentary right now, a film documentary about skateboarding media. Print media, and it's called Devoted.
Yeah,
do you want to give us a little insight?
Gonna, yeah, for sure. It's probably my biggest challenge ever, because if I mess up with it, I'm dead. I can like go out from the skate world. That's why it's pretty like intense for me, but it's a way for me to pay a tribute to magazines, because they are really important to me. And so I'm like traveling the world, meeting the biggest skate publication, so European magazines, American, Australian, and even like Japanese magazines. And the idea is to put all together and to talk about the print back in the days before the internet era and today, so where we at, and the future of the print, if people are pessimistic, optimistic, where are you guys going? So I think it's really interesting, and it's going to be released next year, June 2017. So I'm like working on it, traveling the US to meet big guys from all the magazine that you know, from Transworld, Thrasher, Barracks, whatever, you know, because it's all about the skateboard.
Yeah. Okay. That's amazing. That's a lot of, it's a lot of pressure.
Yes, it is.
But you know, I honestly think you're a very positive person. You have nothing but good intentions. And I feel like even if it came up a little bit short of what you expected or wanted, I don't think you would ever be completely pushed out of the skateboarding world. I don't think anybody would be angry with you. I think they'd be like, oh, you know, okay. But I have no doubt.
Okay, so
it's going to be amazing.
So listen to this guy. It's true. So don't shoot me if it's not good, but I will do my best to touch people with it.
Do you have a rough, obviously, taking on a documentary is a big project. Do you have any type of milestone of when you want that to be finished? Like, is it going to be finished in 3 months, a year, two years?
So I'm filming it now. Have a lot of people to meet. I'm going to leave the US in July to back to Europe. So it's supposed to be finished end of October. So I'm going to start to edit it November, December. And you will see the website pretty soon, probably in September, with a teaser. So you will see the teaser.
Yeah.
So, and it's going to be out next year, but I'm going to stop filming October this year.
Okay. That's when you're done filming, and then the rest is going to be editing, piecing it all together.
That's true.
All right. Let's see. Lucas Buendia, what brand of paints do you use? Do you stick to a certain brand, or is it kind of whatever is around?
Dude, there's a lot different, you know. I would recommend to put money on something good, because what I've learned with the time is like sometimes you don't have money and you put money on shit stuff, and at the end you will have to buy a lot because it's not good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So just put money on, I don't want to say the best, but I would say this one, Heavy Body is pretty good. It's quite expensive, but it will last a long, like have this one since like a week now.
Yeah.
I paint every day and it's still, I still have a lot.
Okay.
So just put money on good stuff, not on shitty things, thinking that you will win money, but it's like...
Yeah. If you paint on... Do you mainly paint on covers and stuff because of the thickness of the paper? Because I'm noticing, you know, you're putting a lot of layers on this paint. If you actually just do it on a normal magazine page, does it kind of get wrinkly or anything like that?
Yeah, that's true. This is the reason why I paint on cover. And when I work with a photographer, I'm like, send me like a thick paper, because with acrylic, obviously, it's not good. You know, as you can see now, the paper is not...
Yeah.
It's like... So, yeah, I used to paint on the cover. This is the reason why.
Yeah.
But I'm like, sometimes, like, when I flip a skate mag or a snowboard mag, I'm like, oh, this photo is so good, and I want to paint on it, and I try, and it's, like, so thin.
Yeah.
That paper. So maybe you should guys do, like, thicker pages inside, and I would be stoked.
All right. Let's see. Out of all your... This is by Austin Loren. Out of all your paintings, is there one that you feel strongly about more than others? You know, do you have kind of a one piece that's your favorite or close to that?
Yeah, and this piece, because, okay, most of the people, they think that I only paint on cover. That's wrong. I paint on canvas. I paint in the street. I paint in, especially in the forest. I love to paint on trunk trees, you know?
Yeah.
And I have a canvas in my father's restaurant. My father is living in next to Saint-Tropez, so it's like, I guess everybody knows Saint-Tropez. It's next to Saint-Tropez. He has a crazy good restaurant. The name is L'Écurie de la Marquise. And there, it's my gallery. You will see all my canvases, and I have a special one there. It's for him,
yeah.
For my dad.
Yeah.
And it's like my favorite, because it's for him, and yeah. There's something strong. So you should guys go to L'Écurie de la Marquise, south of France.
That's super easy to remember, so I'm sure we'll all go there. L'Écurie, c'est ma flie in the south of France.
Exactly. No. L'Écurie.
L'Écurie.
De la.
Marquise. Marquise. Oh, that's actually not that hard. All right.
You could.
L'Écurie de la Marquise.
L'Écurie.
No.
Okay, I'm gonna say it in French. L'Écurie de la Marquise, à Saint-Tropez, dans le sud de la France. Tu vas adorer. Il faut que tu apprennes le français, mon ami. Attention.
Okay. Well, we are kind of getting to the end of it here. So you generally just you do all the acrylics, and then you wait for that to dry a bit, and then you go back over it with marker again.
Yeah. It's almost.
Is it almost?
Yeah. It's. I think I can start working with the black pen, so you can see the final touches.
I'll try this.
Yeah. Do you have like a little book or something? Give me like a magazine there.
I'll just give you the Transworld Snowboarding Gear Guide. Weird. That's odd that was just sitting there, huh?
That's good. Yeah, with it, it dries fast. And you can see.
I used to use
a hair dryer, you know?
Yeah.
You have a hair dryer?
I do somewhere. I think it's off frame though, so it'd be awkward for me
but
to
But you
leave.
Can see it's going to be ready in like 20 seconds, guys.
All right, 20 seconds. If you're just tuning in, we have professional paint dryer here with us. Luca Beaufort, not Beaufort, not Lucas Beaufort. We are doing a live painting. We are going to give this away. It is a Transworld Snowboarding cover. This is a massive poster, really thick, high quality photo. And he is doing some original artwork on it, which is unbelievable. You can see his artwork behind us. He's done a lot of skate publications, snowboard publications. He's done pro model boards, or he's done snowboards, skateboards, all around amazing artists from France. If you are interested in this, comment, write some questions. We can answer them real quick. And also, you will be in the running to win this picture. We will get in touch with you. So,
as you can see now, I love to put, it's something new. I love to put the black line inside.
Inside, yeah,
inside.
I like that.
It's like a little kid messed up, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I actually really
and I like
that.
To, yeah, everything has to be like really in line.
Yeah.
I love to just like, tweak it
a little bit.
Yeah.
I really like that style.
So I'm gonna like put lines, and you can see. Then you will see like this dude is pretty stoked to be here with you guys.
Actually, somebody asked the question here: why are all of your guys always stoked and celebrating? they said, "Why are your monsters always celebrating?"
Yeah, I have just one answer because, all right, I have to say that. Those monsters, they are me, actually. They're part of me, and they're happy, they're stoked, they celebrate thing all the time because it's what I want to do. I want to celebrate stuff, even if it's a small thing.
Yeah.
Let's celebrate it, you know?
Yeah.
Let's have a party, you know? And yeah. People are like, yeah, is it your birthday? I don't care.
Yeah.
It's cool. We have to think positive and to celebrate, even if it's a small thing.
Perfect. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, they're hyped. They're hyped all the time.
That's why the monsters are hyped. They're celebrating. I mean, we're going to celebrate after this. We're going to go party. It's nobody's birthday, but we're just
going to
party. Yeah, of course.
Oh my gosh. All right. That's cool.
Let's see.
What kind of cocktail do you like?
Well, it depends. I would say, I mean, if it's late and I'm tired, I'm going to drink Red Bull Vodkas. But otherwise, I mean, I love red wine. I like beer. I like Jack on the Rocks. it's pretty much like...
Tequila?
You know, I like margaritas, but just straight tequila shots are pretty gnarly for me. Do you like tequila shots?
I love... I used to drink gin and tonic.
Oh my
I think gin
gosh.
And tonic, it's just like... You like
I
it?
I cannot drink a gin and tonic.
Really?
No way. No. It's like so...
So good, man. If you wanna have the excitation, like the excitement, you know?
Yeah.
Gin and tonic, you...
Yeah, that's how I get on tequila. I get really, like, really antsy. Well, we're just finishing
gonna
up here.
It's going to be ready, like, in 2 minutes. So you can see the final touches.
Let's wait two more minutes.
You see the eyes?
That's the bird.
And it's the bird. And I have to say that they always have, like, they close their eyes.
Yeah.
People never ask me, so I'm going to...
Tell?
No matter, I'm going to tell you why. It's just because... They're so relieved. They feel good in their life. They don't need to open the eyes. You know when you feel relieved like this, you know. So they don't need to open their eyes. They feel good. So they're like they close their eyes. They're like, oh, it's magical.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. This is really cool. Carl
and I put a lot of hair, as you can see. All
yeah,
the time.
I noticed they all are pretty
hairy.
Yeah,
they I love the hair. You know, I don't know why. You know?
That's good, you know, gives them some texture.
Yeah, you know, I have a wife, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that I love men, you know. it's cool. It's like, yeah, shout out to my wife, Garance, Titi. Are you probably watching, you know? This is for you. Not for you, but I paint for you.
Is she in France?
No, she's with me in Oceanside now.
Oh, okay.
She's like watching live. She's like, oh, I guess she was trying to... Titi, je t'appelle après, hein. On se fait une soirée, hein. Je t'invite au restaurant.
Carl Juthens, coffee or tea?
You know what? I hate coffee. I hate tea.
Oh.
I don't drink hot beverages.
Wow.
Just like cold thing, like gin and tonic. And wine, of course, and water.
Okay.
It's my thing. I don't drink hot beverages. I don't know. It's for all people, no?
I don't know.
Do you drink coffee?
I don't drink coffee much just because I never really acquired a taste for it, but...
You drink tea.
I drink tea.
Like a grandma.
Yeah. Yeah, like a grandmother. That's about where I'm at right now. But anyways, if you're just tuning in, we are just winding down this live painting with Lucas Beaufort, if you're from America. But if you're from France, it's Luca Beaufort.
Yeah,
Beaufort. Luca Beaufort. And... he is doing a live painting right now. We are going to give this away to anybody who commented and asked questions throughout this. We thank you guys for tuning in so much. He is putting the final touches on this. If you are in or around LA on June 28th on Melrose from 6 to 9 p.m. at night at the official flag store, he is doing an art show with Sabo Walker. And yeah, I mean, stay tuned in the future for his documentary on skateboarding media, print media called Devoted. And your LB project, you got a lot of stuff going on, man.
I don't sleep at all, you know. I take a lot of pills, you know, to...
Yeah.
But it's like natural.
Yeah.
Like organic stuff, you know.
Okay, okay. No,
don't get me wrong, you know.
Yeah.
Just like...
You're like, oh, I just popped so many pills,
it's
man.
It's crazy, man. I think I just sleep 3 hours a day.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I don't... If I sleep more, I can't do all my projects. So I'm like, oh, it's hard. I take a lot of vitamins and stuff, you know, like of juice.
Yeah.
But yeah, I just sleep 3 hours. Do I look like tired?
No. You look way more excited, and I think I slept 10 hours last night.
Oh, really?
Oh, you... I'm a sleeper. But, you know, I mean, I hear sleep is really good. It makes you smarter and
things like that. I should sleep more.
No, just kidding. But, yeah, I mean, I think we're going to put the final touches on this.
Yeah, it's almost done. Let me finish it. It's like I put a little bit of hairs because they have to be hairy. You know, it's cold there, you know?
Oh, see? Yeah, it is. That's true.
Yeah, let me put there. The twins are stoked. It's almost done. You have the little midget. The midget here. The bird right here. Let me put a little bit of hair. I like the final touch. I see the, you see? But it doesn't matter. I like it like that. You know, it's the pressure.
Yeah.
You are like a couple of seconds. Guys, it's almost done. Let me put a little bit of this here. He's hairy, right? So the twins, my brother and I, you know, see? 1, 2, 3, and the signature somewhere.
Goodness, this is
LB here, and we're good.
Oh my gosh, that's it. And that is a wrap. Thank you so much, Luca. This was amazing. This was very eye-opening. Thank you guys very, very much for tuning in. And if you want to catch this again, this is going to be up on the Trans World Snowboarding Facebook page. So you can come back, watch it again, get these tips, hear your questions answered. And yeah, we'll see you guys very soon back here on Eddie's wall. And
one last thing, I want to shout out to my friend Xavier Besson from France. I know you're watching. You're my dude.
And it's like, what, 2 in the morning there?
Yeah, 2 in the morning, but he knows. He knows.
That's a passionate friend right there. All right, Luca, thank you so much.
Thank you, man, for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, later, guys.